The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the December 30th, 2024 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. Here's the tune-in alert, General Hospital spoilers promo, I Need Your Help by Diane Brunstein. Family reunion, the action in this General Hospital spoilers preview for the week of December the 30th opens up in Prague. Valentine has caught Charlotte out with her mother, who turns around to face him. Hello, Lulu, he says, obviously not pleased to see her. There is obviously no love lost between these two. Valentin has trusted Charlotte not to give away their location. Now what? Another piece of the puzzle? Back in Port Charles, Terry tells her best friend Liz, who also happens to be a suspect in a couple of recent deaths at the hospital that involve Digitalis, we received the autopsy report on Dex Heller, says the co-chief of staff. Will the report hold more bad news for Liz? Big news. Michael finally gets to meet up with Sasha as he tells his ex and recent one-night stand, I need your help. Sasha has her own newsflash to share with him. I'm pregnant, she says. How will Michael react? He's having a hard enough time trying to get custody of the two kids he's already brought into this world. Lives hang in the balance. Sonny is working out in the ring where the chest pain he experienced before appears to have returned. He looks to be all alone. Will anyone come to his aid in time? Meanwhile, the action quickly shifts to fingers going around a trigger, and we see Anna using a taser on Jack Brennan, followed by the action back in Prague at the tiny coffee shop that Lulu and Charlotte were meeting in. Someone is taking aim through a window at an angry-looking Valentin, who is facing Lulu and Dante, when suddenly a shot is heard as the window cracks and a voice cries out, Has anyone been hit? Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, your handy guide to soaps for the week of December the 30th by Michelle Parkerton. From The Bold and Beautiful, Elektra finds herself at the mercy of Remy and his fantasies on Monday, December the 30th, while Luna begs Bill for help, but he's not willing to act until she reveals the dark truth behind Tom and Hollis's deaths. On Tuesday, December the 31st, The Bold and Beautiful will be preempted on the West Coast for CBS sports coverage of the Sun Bowl. For the East Coast and Paramount Plus showings, Will, above with Katie, stumbles upon a chilling truth, unaware that his life is at risk, and Katie confronts her past mistakes and opens up to Ivy about the dangers of AI. On Wednesday, January the 1st, The Bold and Beautiful will air an encore episode from Thanksgiving 2023. Remy and Will fight on Thursday, January the 2nd, both risking everything to save Elektra. Bill lays down strict rules for Luna on Friday, January the 3rd, but can she abide by them? From The Days of Our Lives, Holly throws a monkey wrench into Tate and Sophia's plans on Monday, December the 30th. Jada makes a very tempting offer to Paulina. Raffi is shocked when he comes face to face with his old enemy, Arnold. And on Tuesday, December the 31st, and Brady's life is upended by the news Ava shares with him. Chanel and Johnny host a New Year's Eve party on Wednesday, January the 1st, while Gabby isn't sure if she should attend the celebration. Romance is in the air on Thursday, January the 2nd, as EJ gets flirty with Belle and JJ and Gabby progress their relationship to the next level. In the aftermath of Chanel and Johnny's spat, Paulina offers her daughter support on Friday, January the 3rd, while Abe is a sympathetic listener for Johnny. From General Hospital, Elizabeth makes a big discovery on Monday, December the 30th, Isaiah advises Lucky. Christina gets intel from Lucas. Ava seeks out Laura, and Trina shows something special to Kai. On Tuesday, December the 31st, General Hospital will air an encore episode from August where Tracy is shaken. Laura embarks on a mission. Anna enlists Robert's help. Jason hears Brennan out, and Brooklyn has an emotional talk with Chase. On Wednesday, January the 1st, General Hospital will air an encore episode from September, where Carly and Brennan have a loaded encounter. Portia is on edge, Terry defends her actions, Elizabeth voices her doubts, and Curtis counsels TJ. Anna issues a threat on Thursday, January the 2nd. Ava seeks Alexis's assistance. Michael is shocked. Lulu is frustrated, and Willow receives an invitation. On Friday, January the 3rd, Sonny contemplates his future. Michael tries to leverage an advantage. Charlotte makes a decision, and Jason refuses an offer. And Sasha confides in Felicia. From The Young and Restless this week, on Monday, December the 30th, Victor and Nikki question Nick supporting Sharon. Ian and Jordan make a dangerous move, and Danny races home to surprise Christine in time for New Year's Eve. On Tuesday, December the 31st, The Young and Restless will air an encore episode from November 2024, where Victor brings Nikki home to the Newman Ranch, leading Abby and Devin to finalize their wedding plans. The Young and Restless will air a classic episode from April 2006 on Wednesday, January the 1st, where Sharon confronts Phyllis about her affair with Nick. Jack deals with a crisis at Jabot, and Victoria keeps a secret from Brad. On Thursday, January the 2nd, Nick makes a shocking discovery. Jordan targets a new victim, and Mariah is haunted by her past. Victor threatens Ian on Friday, January the 3rd. Kyle and Claire celebrate the New Year's in style, and Phyllis shares a secret with Daniel. In our next story, the tune-in alert, Days of Our Lives spoilers promo, What the Hell? By Diane Brunstein. New York, New You, in the promo video for the week of December the 30th, on Days of Our Lives, spoilers video opens on JJ talking with Gabby. You want to ring in a new year together, he asks. The action then cuts to New Year's Eve at the DeMira Mansion, and the two of them share a kiss as noisemakers go off. But they aren't the only ones. Philip kisses Stephanie, and Alex does not look happy about it. Revelry is in the air as Jada and Belle do a little dance with their champagne glasses. I'm sorry, who invited you? A miffed EJ asks an uncaring Gabby. Raffi is standing right there as well, and he snorts with laughter. Wait, was that really Raffi or was it Arnold? The next thing we see is Arnold sauntering into the DeMira entryway when he comes face to face with Raffi. What the hell? Asks a shocked Raffi. Last year's mistakes? In another room, Johnny is with Joy, with Chanel outside the room observing them through an open door. They must hear her because they quickly turn around to face her. Tell me what happened between you and my husband, insists Chanel, as we see what happened between them in a flashback. A furious Chanel says to him, I want every gory detail. Meanwhile, Johnny looks properly ashamed. Become this year's drama. The next thing we see is Stephanie in bed with a shirtless Philip. Have they done the deed? Alex looks to be taking Joy to bed as well. The action then switches to the younger set. Sophia, you're pregnant, asks a shocked Holly. Tate sits Holly down and tells her, this doesn't have to change anything with us, right? A devastated Holly says to him, are you serious? If he isn't, he will soon have to get serious because Sophia's mother enters the picture. Amy Choi finds out what's going on with her daughter. Mom, asks Sophia as she enters the room, you're having this baby? She tells her daughter and Tate, and the two of you are going to raise it together. The look of shock on Tate's face says it all. See it for yourself in the video clips. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story, breaking news, James Patrick Stewart returns as General Hospital's Valentin by Mara Levinsky. If looks could kill, on General Hospital's Friday cliffhanger, Valentin appeared in on Charlotte's reunion with her mother, Lulu. James Patrick Stewart, whose General Hospital alter ego, Valentin Cassadine, was last seen on July 17, 2024. He made his return to the canvas in the dramatic cliffhanger on the December 27th episode of the show. On the comeback trail, in the storyline, Valentin hightailed it out of Port Charles alongside his daughter, Charlotte Cassadine, after Anna Devane urged him to leave town in order to avoid taking the fall for the criminal activities of Pikeman, the illegal arms-dealing enterprise that he was heading up. Valentin's departure was particularly upsetting to Laura Collins, Charlotte's grandmother, who searched for Charlotte to no avail. However, when Charlotte's mother, Lulu Spencer, emerged from her four-year coma, she almost immediately set her sights on tracking down her missing child. Lulu and Charlotte made contact by phone earlier this week, and Lulu quickly slipped away to Prague, where she was joyfully united with her daughter. In the final moments of the episode, though, Charlotte and Lulu's emotional catch-up was interrupted when Charlotte caught a glimpse of her father peering at her and her mother through a window. After a memorable daytime Emmy-nominated run on All My Children as the villainous Will Cortland and a prolific career in primetime, Stewart made his General Hospital debut as Valentin on July 11, 2016. The role was originally intended to be short-term, but the actor made such a positive impression on the show's higher-ups that Valentin was written into long-term story, with Stewart earning daytime Emmy nominations for Outstanding Supporting Actor in 2020, 2021, and 2022. Stewart's appearance on General Hospital became more sporadic when, in 2022, he was cast to play a lead role on the Disney Channel series The Villains of Valley View. In an interview with Soap Opera Digest, Stewart noted that it was always his hope to balance both projects. And when The Villains of Valley View was first picked up to go to series, I took Frank out to dinner and I told him, "I hope you realize that my heart is here. I love the work we do together. I love this family." And he said, "Well, we'll make it work." In October, the show was canceled by Disney after a two-season run. Originally, the character of Valentin was believed to be Mikos Cassadine's illegitimate son, but in time, it was revealed that he was the son of Victor Cassadine and Helena Cassadine. The same year Stewart joined the show, the Charlotte character was introduced, and it came to light that she was the biological daughter of Valentin and Lulu via artificial insemination, courtesy of Helena's machinations. This came as quite a shock to Lulu, who in time developed a close bond with the little girl she had not previously known existed. Over the years in Port Charles, Valentin was romantically linked to Nina Reeves and to Anna, and the latter pairing especially popular with fans. Although Valentin is in Prague and Anna is back in Port Charles, might Stewart's return lead to another chapter in the Vanna saga? After all, Stewart once referenced Prague as the setting for what he envisioned to be an ideal Valentine's Day date for the adventurous duo. They would probably end up somewhere where a foreign language would be spoken fluently by both of them. Perhaps Prague is the opera, he mused to Digest in 2023, and there would have to be danger involved. There would have to be some life-threatening moment for them to both get aroused sufficiently. In our next story, the latest, General Hospital head writers preview the drama and new romances ahead in 2025, by Mara Levinsky. General Hospital, in a new interview with TV Insider, the head writers Elizabeth Korte and Chris Van Etten offered an in-depth preview of what fans can expect from Port Charles in 2025. The romance report, The Scribes, teased some of the twists in stories when it comes to several new and renewed potential romances. Perhaps most surprisingly, they confirm that Jason Morgan and Sasha Gilmore's lives will become more intertwined in the coming year. As fans know, Sasha is secretly pregnant by Michael Corinthos, and according to Corte and Van Etten, a request from Michael puts Jason in Sasha's path. The writers also touched on the deepening relationship between Carly Spencer and Jack Brennan, and the sparks continuing to fly between Ava Jerome and Rick Lansing. However, they noted, Elizabeth is never far from Rick's mind, and that's not the only ex-husband in Liz's orbit. She and Lucky will continue to grow closer as they work together to try to exonerate Liz, who is under suspicion for the deaths by digitalis of multiple patients at the hospital, which fans know is actually Cyrus Renault's handiwork. Confirmed Corte and Van Etten, sparks will fly between Liz and Lucky, but the closer they get to Cyrus, the closer he gets to them. Another pair of former spouses whose possible romantic future will be explored is Lulu and Dante. The writers noted that Lulu is still in love with Dante, but sensitive to how much he is grieving for Sam McCall. She's holding back telling him about how she feels. They warned the longer she waits, the greater the chances that someone else will catch his heart, or hers. Corte and Van Etten also suggested that Brad Cooper's efforts to win back his former husband Lucas could hit a snag in the form of a handsome stranger. According to the interview, Vanna fans can look forward to a continuation of the Anna Valentin story. Valentin is in big trouble in Prague, and Corte and Van Etten posed, can Anna pull him out and make up for her mistakes? Another pair to watch, Trina and Kai, with Corte and Van Etten promising that 2025 will bring burgeoning feelings, crisis, intrigue, and adventure from the undergrads. Corte and Van Etten also hinted at complications ahead in their marriages of Curtis and Portia, and secret-keeping Brooklyn and Chase, as well as the fairly new courtship of Jordan and Isaiah. Warring spouses Michael and Willow will also remain at odds over her affair with Drew Quartermain, and that's not the only trouble. Michael, whose portrayer, Chad Jewell, has already announced his exit, will face. The writer said of what's in store for Michael, a shocking act of violence as his plans go up in smoke. The writer spoke about some other new duos on the horizon, such as Tracy Martin pairing and an unholy alliance between Lucy Coe and Jens Sidwell. Not only that, but they noted that Sidwell putting down roots in Port Charles will create big tension for the mayor, Laura Collins, and when Sonny finds himself in crisis, Laura will have to decide whether to rally to his side. What are you looking forward to see in General Hospital in 25? Sound off in the comments section and let us know. In our next story today, check it out. Laura Lee Bell reveals fun behind the scenes of The Young and Restless New Year by Diane Brunstein. While all Young and Restless viewers know that Laura Lee Bell is an actress who plays Christine Blair Williams, she also is a Daytime Emmy-winning producer for Outstanding Special Class Short Format Daytime for Me Promise, writer and director. Now she has released a fun behind-the-scenes video from her upcoming appearances on CBS as Genoa City celebrates New Year's Eve. In a closer look, once again, Bell served as producer, writer, director, and she filmed it too. She and Michael Damian, who plays Danny, will be featured in scenes that air on Monday, December the 30th, as well as Thursday, January the 2nd. When shooting the segments, Bell took some fun footage and edited to a fun song. Since Michael Damian and I are in the New Year's show, she began in a statement, and we got to work with some of our favorite longtime castmates, we had to do something extra special to wish the show's loyal fans a Happy New Year, to thank them for their continued support. Sometimes I come up with a concept for these videos, but first, this time I was out walking our pups and heard, "Everybody's Talking" by Neon Trees, and it instantly clicked how perfectly it worked for the New Year's show. The project quickly came together. With a little help from her friends, the usual suspects in these videos expect me to grab them to do strange stuff on camera between shots, but this time I had to run up to Peter Bergman and Susan Walters and say, "Trust me on this one. I promise it will be cute." We had so much fun doing these scenes, and this video, you can definitely tell from the group shots at the end that this time I also included some of our wonderful, hardworking extras because they are always great too. Happy New Year to all. In our next story today, a Days of Our Lives exclusive, Sal Stower's Wedding Slated for Sometime Next Year by Janet DeLauro. Sal Stowers, who plays Lanny in Days of Our Lives, got engaged to her longtime love, John Michael Carlton, back on April the 30th, 2023. And while the happy couple are still going strong, they haven't picked out a wedding date, let alone a location for the nuptials yet. "We got engaged at Joshua Tree, which was really fun," recounts Stowers. "We hiked up a mountain and he popped the question at the top of it. But we don't have any plans at the moment. We've been kind of in the phase of, what do we really want to do? Do we do something sweet and just elope? Or do we get all of our families together? And we both have really big, big families. A walk down the aisle, simple versus a more elaborate event aside, Stowers and Carlton are also trying to navigate the perfect location for their pending nuptials. His family is in Texas, and all of my family is here in California," explains Stowers. "So we're trying to figure out what to do. But I think we've been kind of trusting the process of it, not rushing into it, and just allowing whatever feels most natural and intimate to us be what we decide to do. We are planning for some time next year, but we don't have all the details in store at the moment." What Stowers and Carlton do know and are in total accord with is the essence of their special day. "It's a day to celebrate our love," says Stowers, "so we want to have our closest friends and family who have been on this journey with us be there to celebrate that. That's really important to us. I think that no matter what we decide, even if at the last minute we just like, you know what, we're just going to elope, all that matters is the two of us in that moment and our love for each other. So I'm excited to see what we end up doing. It's also been nice kind of taking our time. I know some people like to get engaged and then go straight into planning everything. It's actually been nice and less stress, just allowing it to unfold exactly how it's supposed to unfold." Stowers and her fiancé, a former actor, have been together since 2017. "So what is that, 7 years?" muses the actress, noting that Carlton stopped acting right around the time we started dating. "It's funny because lately he's been getting so many people telling him, you need to be an actor. Why aren't you acting?" Carlton actually stopped acting to veer into an entirely different career direction. "He's doing contracting now," reports Stowers. "He's a general contractor. He's a handyman, and he can fix everything. Sometimes I'm like, how do you know how to do this? I mean, yes, he has his license and all of that, but he knew how to do all of this before. He's been doing all of this since he was young. He actually comes from a family where all of the men just fix things." In our next story today, the latest, Matthew Atkinson, who plays Thomas on The Bold and Beautiful, and his wife, Brittany, welcome their first child, by Diane Brunstein. The Bold and Beautiful star Matthew Atkinson, who plays Thomas, and his wife, Brittany Atkinson, have become first-time parents. Brittany posted a picture on her Instagram of their happy family with the caption, "Merry Christmas from the Atkinsons." The adorable couple were smiling ear to ear in the adorable image while the baby's face was covered from view. And baby makes three. The couple jointly announced on their respective social accounts back in July that they were expecting, with the same caption, "Our next adventures, October 2024. The image was a photo of a pregnant Brittany gently holding her baby bump as a smiling Matthew leaned his forward tenderly against her. Later, a gender reveal show they were having a son. While the duo has not shared the baby's name or details of his birth, he was born prior to the duo's first wedding anniversary on November the 9th. On that date, Britney paid homage to her husband on Instagram, sharing a picture of their ceremony and writing, "One year and one baby later. I love you so much more than I did on our wedding day. I never thought would ever, ever be possible. One down, forever to go, living the dream with Matt Atkinson." When the couple became engaged in 2023, the actor shared the news with the caption, "Living, breathing proof of God's faithfulness." In November of the same year, they tied the knot at Lake Tahoe with the B&B co-stars in attendance, including his on-screen sister, Jacqueline Wood, Kimberlyn Brown, Catherine Kelly, and longtime on-screen rival Scott Clifton. About the wedding, Lang told Soap Opera Digest, "It's like God's nature. It is perfect for them. It was just gorgeous. It was a very nice group of people, a lot of the families and some close friends. It was just very, very sweet." Co-stars reacted to the gorgeous holiday pictures of the happy family. "Merry Christmas, you three," commented Courtney Hope, who plays Sally on The Young and the Restless, who once played Thomas's love interest, though he was played by Pearson Fode at the time when her character was on The Bold and Beautiful. Co-star and B&B writer Lawrence St. Victor, who plays Carter, wished them Merry Christmas. On the show, Thomas has become engaged to Paris while living in France with her and Douglas. He was last seen in July of this year when he returned briefly to Los Angeles to help Hope know that he had moved. In our last story today, The Young and Restless, Oh, I Can't Breathe by Diane Brunstein. A toast to family, the action in this Young and Restless spoilers preview for the week of December the 30th opens up at the Newman Ranch, where Victor is making a toast with Nikki and Claire. All three have their special glasses, champagne for Victor and Claire, water in a fancy glass for Nikki, and Victor is raised, he says, to the Newmans, near and far, may this year be the best of all. The New Year's Eve celebration, the scene switches to the New Year's Eve party. Jack and Diane can be seen in the background with others, but the focus is on someone at the bar who has been waiting and waiting. It's Christine, as she is surprised from behind by a pair of hands covering her eyes. Her excitement elevates as she hears Danny say, "Happy New Year, gorgeous." She removes his hands and turns to look at the man she loves. "You made it," she says, full of relief. But danger lurks. The joyful tone takes an ominous turn as the action switches to outside of society. Ian is by the window, and when he spots Tessa exciting, he says, "Oh, there you are. I forgot to ask you where." But he's interrupted by a sick-looking Tessa, about to collapse in his arms as she says, "Oh, I can't breathe." She's wheezing as she does fall into his arms, and he says, "Oh," and drags her away. See it all for yourself in the previews this week. Let us know what you think in the comments section. Thank you for joining me today for the Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.